This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the U.S. involved with any procuring of weapons, transfer of weapons, buying, selling, anyhow transferring weapons to Turkey out of Libya?
To Turkey?
It is a big idea. A new world order.
How is it that this organization is so well funded, so organized?
Islamic State-linked militants have gained a stronger foothold in Libya, seizing new economically vital areas of the country.
The leader of ISIS in Libya is Hajj, and of course he was armed to the teeth by NATO.
A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
The Russians say they're negotiating with North Korea to hold joint military exercises. Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin teaming up, creating an ominous alliance against the United States.
Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu
is
opposing the nuclear
deal that
the U.S. government is negotiating with Iran.
Saudi Arabia is apparently prepared to allow Israeli jets into its airspace to conduct attacks on Iran.
We have an unprecedented opportunity to build a new world order.
I set up a foundation in Ukraine and played an important part in events now.
Ukraine is set to receive the first tranche of an international monetary fund aid package.
We had brokered a deal to transition power in Ukraine.
Vladimir Putin is on the move.
Only when this transformation is complete will we be able to take full measure of the opportunities presented by this new and evolving world order.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
Here we are, Friday, March 17th, 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'll tell you about some of the special guests that are coming up a little bit later in the broadcast. The big news, obviously, Tillerson, that's the Secretary of State, folks, doesn't rule out preemptive strike on North Korea. And that's our headline today as we kick off the broadcast, that the United States is closer to war with North Korea since the ceasefire was set at the end of the Korean War more than 50-plus years ago. Tillerson doesn't rule out preemptive strikes on North Korea. They fired scores of missiles this year right over the coastline of Japan and are openly threatening to use nuclear weapons on Tokyo and Seoul, South Korea, two of the most populous cities in the world. They're both in the top 10. Some of the leftist media is criticizing Tillerson. What is he supposed to do? When they're threatening to attack everybody, he's saying, well, we may have preemptively strike you if we see nuclear weapons via satellite or surveillance aircraft being loaded onto those missiles. We're going to have to hit you. And at that point, they've got to decapitate the government in North Korea in Pyongyang, or however you pronounce it, and Kim Jong-un, the little satanic third-generation communist bloodsucker. So again, the whole world on the edge of destruction because of centralized, out-of-control communist dictatorships run by completely insane weaklings with everyone worshiping them, because that's what people worship in a state-run system, is weakness. Tillerson, preemptive military action against North Korea, an option. U.S. says strategic patience on North Korea is over. And China needs to be called right now. You were given the Panama Canal. You were given all the technology. You were given all this power. We let you send your unlimited populations over here to have their babies for free and become citizens. We don't even criticize you. We have mobile execution vans now. Hell, you even work with our media to help censor the American people. Hell, you're buying up Hollywood. You control North Korea, and Kim Jong-un needs to fall down and hit his head. That regime needs to fall, and you just stop using it as something to menace Japan and South Korea as your set piece. But China doesn't care, see? They're taking over the South China Sea, 90-plus percent of it. Historically, they had about a third of it. They're taking islands that have belonged to Japan and that have undisputedly belonged to the Philippines for hundreds and hundreds of years, and they're just taking them. Islands people live on. Kicking them off and moving in, or building artificial ones. So these are the big issues we're talking about. Why is all hell breaking loose now? It was already breaking loose during the election. It's all coming to a head now, and Trump is handling it exactly like most top tacticians and historians say you should be, with strength, but controlled strength. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 1165 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 1165 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com, code 1165.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, the Secretary of State says military action and a first strike is on the table against the belligerent, spoiled, rotten, coward, and weakling Kim Jong-un, who has been threatening to nuke Japan, Tokyo, and nuke South Korea's capital, Seoul. Is threatening open mass murder, the killing of tens of millions of innocent people, if everyone doesn't submit to him and give him more money and more food and technology transfers, that he will start World War III, because China will undoubtedly try to come in, unless somehow they can be reasoned with. But see, they're all delusional. They've had power, the communists, since 1947, in communist China, and then, of course, you had the Korean War in the 50s there on the peninsula. And Kim Jong-un and his father are just delusional psychopaths, or were delusional psychopaths, who believe they're God. They can't produce automobiles. They have limited electricity in only two cities. But they've got over 100,000 pieces of artillery aimed at the south, and they've got missiles given to them by communist China that can hit Japan and hit areas of Russia, you name it. And now they're threatening to attack Japan and South Korea. in our media is saying, is Tillerson being too tough, saying military options on the table? When someone's saying, I have nuclear weapons and I'm going, got the quotes here, he broadcast it 2 days ago, Kim Jong-un, to annihilate you and unleash hell and death and nuke you, you then got to ask yourself, why on earth did Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton in the 1990s through ABB allow the transfer of nuclear reactors bipartisanly, but they honchoed it, to North Korea so they could then create the fissile material for atomic bombs? And why did they transfer to China? The booster technology, the separation technology, the guidance technology, the warhead miniaturization technology, the multiple reentry device technology from launch to reentry to guidance to counter systems so that missiles can't shoot down your missile, all of it transferred and given to them. That's the globalist. That's the New World Order. That's Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. On record, they gave our basic MX missile technology that wasn't even developed to the late 70s and early 80s, gave them 15 years later, 16 years later, those advanced ICBM technologies. Just remember that. Just let that sink in. And the very same people have now announced in Europe that if you criticize Islam, you'll be arrested. And they started flagging people 5 years ago with Facebook, Twitter, and Google. If you even mildly criticized Islam and said it's incompatible with our open free societies, they would restrict you, block you, not let you surf, not let you share. Then 3 years ago, they started fining people in Germany, in Sweden, in Denmark, and in France. Then a year ago, they started coming and arresting you at your home. The leader in the French presidential election, Le Pen, was charged with a felony last year of criticizing Islam. It's illegal in France. She said it's as big a threat as we face in World War II to our sovereignty. Totally true. Completely true. In fact, the Nazis let the French have their French culture. Nazis were bad. You could say Islam is an even greater threat because it won't let you have your original culture. The Nazis saw French culture as pretty much Germanic and said, sure, keep your culture. In fact, we'll steal your artwork and your wine. So, you know, the Germans and the French are pretty related. The point is that that's a totally true statement. They've lifted her immunity. She's a member of the EU Parliament, and they're now prosecuting her. So, what's the new news? Google to target criticism of Islam in new censorship purge. They announced yesterday they're going to censor anything they claim is fake news, anything that's critical, anything that's hurtful, anything that they don't think is pertinent. Oh, it's not pertinent, your opinion or you. I mean, not even something that they see as anti-establishment. This is a desperation move. Website that describes Islam as intolerant, listed as example of upsetting or offensive. So if something upsets you, millions pouring across the borders, the murders, the rapes, the imam saying your women belong to us, you're weak, we're going to conquer you, the fact that they've bought off our leadership, don't show photos of them saying behead those who insult Islam. Oh, yeah, in England, they send the police to your house if you go to an Islamic event outdoors where they're having a demonstration and show them saying we're going to take over and kill you, we're going to enslave you, you're bad for showing them saying that. So Google now, what started 5 years ago in Germany, I've told people 1,000 times or more, every week, almost every day, I say everything you see in Europe will be brought here next. This is a global rollout. Infowars.com. Google to target criticism of Islam in new censorship purge. We're going to get into more of that. That ties into this. Judge considers ordering President Trump to double 50,000 refugees inflow to the United States. Citing the UN, folks. It's the UN refugee program that already dictated what we would take. We would just accept them, and they're, quote, vetting that Syrians, that really weren't even Syrians, people coming out of areas of Palestine, the West Bank, people coming out of Libya, that's a failed state, Sudan, a failed state, Of course, the big one, Somalia, totally failed, Road Warrior State. And now, inverting reality, the judges aren't just the executives or the legislative or the judicial. They're just God and say, you will. I have the statement of the judge. You're going to let more in, Mr. President. Not only does the president, under law, have the authorization to block these people, now the judge says, oh, no, you're going to have a quota, just like the EU and the UN. Google this. EU threatens France, Germany, the Netherlands. Just search. EU threatens member states with fines for not increasing the migrants. 5 million the last 4 years, at least. And that's not enough. The UN, over and over again, is threatening giant fines. In fact, search this. EU and UN. EU threatens fines on UK for not letting in more refugees. EU threatens member states with fines over failure to accept refugees. Boom. Zero Hedge. And then it links through to a bunch of mainstream news articles, Yahoo News, Associated Press. It's all right there. You see, and we are now under the exact same program. Under Obama, just 3 months ago, he accelerated the number. And remember, out of Latin America, it was all the Islamists and others coming in Latin America, Central America. They were down there, the UN running the refugee program, telling us who to bring in. That's UN control. It isn't UN soldiers we're going to face. It's just UN regulation and control. So here it is. Judge considers ordering President Trump to double 50,000 refugees, a demand by the judge that the federal government airbus in an extra 50,000 immigrants, including many adherents of Islam Sharia law, which says they'll overthrow our law, into American neighborhoods, would be an unusual intervention into government roles normally left to the elected president and Congress. That's a nice way of saying it, Breitbart. And it just goes on and on and on. And the judges are now issuing executive orders. I didn't know they were the executive branch, but I guess that's it. Again, it's a total lawless rebellion. The VA says, we're not hanging up pictures of the president or the VA head. Congressman goes there with the proper size picture, hangs it up, they take it down. And just say, hey, we run this country. You understand? Sit down and shut up. We want to give ICBM technology to the Chi-Coms? We're giving it to them. You want to give atomic weapon production facilities to North Korea? We're doing it. You want us to open up Europe's borders, bring in 5 million, 80% military-age men? They're allowed to rape, kill, murder whoever they want? We're doing it. And we're going to teach your 5-year-old they're not really a boy, they're a girl. We're going to teach your girl they're really a boy. And by the way, the atrazine, all the other chemicals in the water, in every major study in mammals, amphibians, you name it, shows it creates asexualization. Your kid gets confused, wonders why they're a beta, then the school gets involved sexually with your kids and tells them, go to this special class, and they induct them into the new 100 genders. It was 50 genders just a year ago. And then they say you're against people that are a different gender, or people that identify as being a dog or a baby or a 50-year-old man says they're a 6-year-old kid, so they want to play with your daughter. This is mental illness to bring down the society, and they admit it, and there's countless white papers. Does it mean I hate somebody that was, you know, there's always been effeminate men and stuff like that in history. The statistics, I have numbers here today. The number of children wanting to become opposite sex doubling each year in Sweden, say doctors, within only 15 years, the majority would have switched sexes. And then you notice, though, they can't procreate. Mission completed. That's an exponential growth curve. Your kids don't learn how to be successful. They learn how to die, how to not have children. Meanwhile, they bring in absolute lawless groups that openly believe and their imams have told them are here to conquer. Judges inventing new reasons to obstruct Donald Trump's popular immigration reforms that are lawful. Turkey threatens to send 15,000 refugees per month into Europe to, quote, blow its mind as part of an announcement by their foreign secretary to the EU and by Erdogan. We covered this yesterday. There's new reports today, new statements, new arrogance, saying, quote, we are launching our holy war now and will capture Europe. Just on Monday, I said all these political rallies they're holding in major cities saying vote for, you know, people back in Turkey. That's just mobilizing their political forces inside your countries. And now Erdogan admits it and says, we weren't just trying to rally. You are weak. You will bow down politically. They know the cuckold, broke back Germans and French and others won't just bend over themselves. They'll bend over their families. They'll throw people out of their homes. It's happening in Italy. Can we show you the video of the 80-something-year-old man in his little hotel being thrown out crying for the North African refugees? Two men have throat slit in Paris. Attacker yells, Allah Akbar. But the government says it's not Islamic. It's like the Hashid attack. They just ruled wasn't. Allah Akbar! Allah Akbar! Allah Akbar! Ah! Man held after his father and brother found with their throat slit in Paris. Meanwhile, the feds still under a level of control that the Justice Department are saying they're trying to clean house there. They may try to block Montana's controversial law, a bill advancing in Montana, not get a law that says you can't have foreign government laws over federal, state, or local laws. That's just common sense. It bans the application of foreign laws in Montana. So that's all coming up. I'm going to go back into that more. But don't worry, even the Miami Herald now sounds like InfoWars and criticizes communism, which is unheard of nowadays. Venezuela has a bread shortage. The government has decided bakers are the problem and is arresting them en masse. Just like any other communist country, giant lines, no food, starvation, but lots of people with badges, but no real rule of law. A government of conquest, not of renaissance, just like North Korea. And that brings us to the next big story. After I cover this, I'm getting back into North Korea. Google to target criticism of Islam in new censorship purge. When I read this article from Zero Hedge, she was a great publication, just does boil downs of big breaking news. They just took articles that are in the major New York newspapers and the Washington Post, where they put it out like it's a great idea in the Washington Post or New York Times, and actually show the bill. New York Assemblyman unveils bill to suppress non-government approved free speech. Now, I read that and I thought, it can't be that bad. And I actually read the bill. Everything is banned but what government says. And special Democrat boards, I guess in Democrat cities, will then use government money to sue you, saying it's a hate speech or improper speech to shut you down. That's the new thing. Suing folks for defamation for simply covering bigger, larger stories and then having hand-picked juries and kangaroo courts annihilate free speech. That's the new announcement in Europe and here. And they're announcing giant $50-plus million or euro fines if you have one thing the EU says you shouldn't have in your search engine to make Google and Facebook and everyone comply with the tyranny. Just like China, communist China, is telling Facebook, Google, Twitter, censor better and we'll let you back in. Prove with your own people China involved in our domestic operations. And so that's why it's all rolling out. That's why they don't care Trump's in. The corporations and the media don't care. It's why they came out and lied and said and bully all these agencies to say there's no proof of wiretaps against Trump because we have all these secret treaties with England that they spy on us, we spy on them. It's been declassified. They admitted in the New York Times that Trump was, quote, being wiretapped. But that's not the proper name. It's surveilled or intercepted. And now Trump comes out and they go, oh, look, he's backing off. He's using the scientific term now. They play lawyer games, folks. They admitted they had transcripts of Flynn and others. Intercepted. But that's okay. In a bill aimed at securing a right to be forgotten, sounds like a nice way to get yourself off the web, but see, the actual bill isn't a way to get BS about you off the web, which just gets buried. Nobody believes all the garbage anyways. It's like 10 women online saying I was married to them and had kids and you know, all this crazy stuff. People are like, wow, what is this? Like, it's craziness. But people now know a decade later, you know, that it's just baloney. But imagine being a public figure, folks. New York Assemblyman unveils bill that suppresses non-government approved free speech. In a bill aimed at securing a right to be forgotten, introduced by Assemblyman David I. Werpen, a Senate bill 4561, by State Senator Tony Avila, liberal New York politician would require people to remove inaccurate, irrelevant, or inadequate, or excessive statements about others. Excessive statements. Wow. Within 30 days of a request from an individual. So I already see the social justice warriors when they go beat somebody up or threaten somebody or run screaming at you. They then say, you have no right to have me on your camera. Happens to our crew all the time. Happens to us in Austin, in New York, you name it. And you're like, you're in a public place in my face. You've come to a rally. I'm here covering it. No, I have a right. They go file almost daily at YouTube and Facebook. We see the file come in. We have to respond and say, as you can see, YouTube, we're at a downtown rally of the SJWs, and they're in our face threatening violence on us. But see, that's just that one section. They say, take me off your news site. You don't. Well, now you're going to jail. All search engines and online speakers shall remove content about such individuals and links or indexes to any of the same that is inaccurate, irrelevant, inadequate, or excessive. And of course, they define this. Just you complain, it happens. And without replacing such removed content with a disclaimer, takedown notice, inaccurate, irrelevant, inadequate, or excessive shall mean content, which after a significant lapse in time with its first publication is no longer material to the current public debate or discourse. So they want to tell news archives aren't allowed now. Literally, that's what this says. You couldn't have a stronger ban on free speech, especially when considered in light of the financial, reputational, and or demonstrable harm that the information is causing. This is also banning rating sites, which they've been trying to do. So banning you voting in the free market of ideas of what you thought was better food, better clothing, better shelter, better service, better doctors, no, is causing the requester's profession, finance, reputation, or others' interest. And they just claim it. No judge, no jury. This was all in the TPP, but see, it got killed. And see, normally this is international treaties or national laws. This is happening locally where the Democrats, wherever they're at, are just banning guns, banning speech, all their normal tyranny. With the exception of content related to convicted felons, legal matters relating to violence, that's other laws they have in the place that the left uses, or a matter that is of significant current public interest, as to whichever the requester's role with regard to the matter is central and substantial. Failure to comply would make the search engines and speakers liable for at least statutory damages, $250 a day, plus attorney's fees. And then if you don't do those, there's all this criminal stuff. The Washington Post, under the bill, newspapers, scholarly works, copies of books on Google and Amazon, it would all be banned. So there you go, folks. They have to shut down speech because they're being destroyed. They're being exposed. Google to target criticism of Islam in new censorship purge. I'm going to get to this when we come back, get into North Korea, get into the latest clips we have, and more. Rex Tillerson, Secretary of State, talking about military options being on the table. But before I go any further, we fund ourselves 70% or so with direct sales of high-quality products. Whether it's the highest quality gravity-fed water filtration systems, we have a wide spectrum of four different great companies, or high-quality storable foods made right here in America the last 25 years and are sealed and very high quality, or whether it's super male vitality, super female vitality that are concentrated herbs that have five-star reviews by the thousands on third-party sites because it's produced by the top developers and researchers in the country with concentrated herbs and healthy compounds known to let your body naturally boost its stamina, energy, libido. It's so amazing. And you can't lose because you're supporting the broadcast. 30% off and free shipping on Supermail only. All orders $50 or more get free shipping, though. But this has is discounted and has free shipping. And if you sign up for auto ship on things like our high-quality non-GMO organic coffee or the nutraceuticals, the supplements, it's an additional 10% off when you sign up for auto ship. But right now, Supermail Vitality is 30% off. Sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. Sign up every 15 days, every 30 days, every 60 days, every 90 days. That way you get it back in the mail. You support the broadcast. Don't have to think about it anymore. And get the high-quality supplements that my body certainly craves and has changed my life. I mean, I gained about 100 pounds not working out over a decade. Really worked out hard for years. I lost about 15, 20, 30 pounds. And with Superman on the X2, the good halogen, I lost another 30 or so and gained a lot of muscle. And I'm still husky, but, man, I've got 10% the belly fat I had, and I'm a lot healthier and really owe it to these fine compounds that Dr. Group and our other developers have come up with. So InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We're getting hit with censorship more and more. It's important to sign up for our free email newsletter. We send out exclusive videos, articles every day. And every day, one of the hundreds of items at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off. We send you a promo code for that, for keeping in touch with us. I really want to thank you all. InfoWars.com/newsletter. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side with some of the biggest World War III news ever seen.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction.
Trump was supposed to meet with Merkel an hour ago. Never happened, so we're going to have that, obviously, when that comes up. Trump's set with a press conference also in the middle of the next hour, so we'll also be going to that. Let me just recap what I just covered earlier before I get into the situation with North Korea and the fact that the Secretary of State has said that all options are on the table, including a first strike after North Korea threatened a preemptive strike on Tokyo in Japan, the most populous city in Japan, and Seoul, the most populous city in South Korea on the Korean Peninsula, bordering the madman, lunatic, spoiled, rotten caricature of out-of-touch tyranny. Like a SJW-entitled little mass murderer who had his brother murdered a few weeks ago with nerve gas. What an uncool jerk. You guys can search engine and click images. North Korea at night from satellite. Satellite photos of North Korea at night. Two little lights. South Korea's all lit up. South Korea's probably has the highest industrialization in the world. Super wealthy on average. Super free. And just look at communism. If you're a TV viewer, lights out. Lights out in the Supermax. Lights out. Worship government, like they do in Venezuela now. How's that working out for you there? And there's old Japan. Look at all the lights on in Japan. Oh, but they're worshiping communism in the other country. Sorry, no electricity. Like if you blow it up, there's just one little dot of the main command center, a seven-story pleasure palace. And they kidnap Japanese film stars that he wants to have sex with, his dad wants to, and his dad has $5,000 bottles of wine. I mean, it is just the ultimate Satanism, total and complete selfishness. But our government gave them the reactors in the 90s and gave the other psychos to the north, the Chinese commies, the missiles to deliver them and to hit every major city of the United States. Thank you, Bill Clinton. Thank you, Hillary. I'm sorry, I said there were two spots of light. You see hundreds in South Korea. I'm sorry, there's one, two, three, four, five, six. You notice most of them are right on the border where they have little border exchanges and sell raw material. But before I get into that, look at this. McDouble is the cheapest and most nutritious food in human history. The London Telegraph's reporting that's the press release put out by McDonald's. That's right. It's the cheapest and most nutritious food in human history. That's like Al Gore saying he invented the internet. I mean, it's a whopper, folks. Burger King, pun intended. I know there's not a grosser-looking hamburger I've ever seen. But you know what? Guess who their press secretary is? Guess who the head of communications is? You wonder where he went. The longest-running, they had quite a few in the Obama administration, but the longest-running press secretary in the Obama administration, Mr. Gibbs. And, oh, he's the one obviously sending the tweet out about little hands and how Trump's a scumbag. Oh, but it was an accident. Oh, yeah, sure. I don't believe anything out of a known liar that says, oh, we lie to the public about drones and about Obamacare, and thank God they're so dumb, and MSNBC laughs with him. Man, it's so great. They're so stupid. That's okay. Don't criticize them because New York Assemblyman unveils bill to suppress non-government-approved free speech. Google to target criticism of Islam in new censorship purge in the United States. Anything upsetting or offensive to Islam will be banned. See, they'd bring in something incompatible, the most radical forms of Orthodox Wahhabism, where I'm upset a woman doesn't have a hood over her head. So the first step is the mayor of Cologne, a big trendy lady, going, ladies, don't wear short skirts. And by the way, we can't have Oktoberfest on the streets. The Muslims get mad. Got to go in the beer hall. Can you believe they put up with that? That's in the news. Do not drink beer on the street. The Muslims get mad. How about you get in my face and hit me? I'm gonna fight back. But no, the Germans have been taught, roll over, pee on themselves, literally. I'm not kidding. They actually teach here in the United States if you're being raped, crap on yourself. So I'm not kidding. It's about total submission. They can make you submit to Muslims, outsiders. You'll submit to anybody. And I was the guy 15 years ago. We hear all this talk about they're going to make us go under Sharia. They bought off the CIA people. Islam's going to take over. I'm like, oh, ridiculous. Sure, there's a lot of bad areas with Islam. It's out of control. We don't need to bomb those areas and stir them up. But we were actually bombing them. I was completely right to put the bad ones in charge. And to open up Turkey, oh, and Turkey's in the news saying, we're colonizing you, holy war, we've activated our political groups, we've got millions of Turks per European city, per European country, millions, and we're ready to burn everything down, submit! And Europe is actually announcing capitulation to Islamic domination and terror. Unbelievable. Yeah, there's Yahoo, AFP, but that's not even strong enough. Turkey threatens to send Europe 15,000 refugees a month to dominate them. What they said is, this is now a holy war. We're activating our forces. Submit. That's what their foreign minister said. But that's okay. Robert Gibbs tells us that the McDouble This is the best comedy ever. Is the cheapest and most nutritious food in human history. If that ain't fake news, I don't know what is. Oh, but see, I've been judged by Google and by a Harvard list they're now circulating that I'm fake. Everything you've heard me say for 39 minutes is currently happening. Most of it's from their own mouths. We're the opposite of fake, and they know it, and that's why they're scared. Was Obama Trump insider Gibbs behind McDonald's anti-Trump tweet? He is the chief communications officer. Well, we know this. He's the one thing behind telling us the McDouble is the cheapest and most nutritious food in human history. I can't say that enough. Oh. Hey, do you hear the most nutritious and inexpensive food? It's both. In history, is the McDouble. Describing the McDonald's double cheeseburger as the cheapest, most nutritious, and bountiful food that has ever clogged a colon. I'm sorry, I didn't say that. Describing the McDonald's, their food will not rot under glass. Everything else does. Describing Kim Jong-un as the most dashing, handsome man. They say if it's cloudy, it becomes sunny when he's out, and birds sing, and flowers begin to germinate. It's as if he has the very life force. Kim Jong-un is like once took on 17 different men at one time and beat them all up. Those are real stories they tell about him. And his father. See, it's just as ridiculous. Just as ridiculous about North Korea. North Korea has the highest production and highest standard of living and highest education in the world. Official North Korean news agency. They actually say that. Oh, they also say, here, you can keep your doctor under Obamacare. It's free. If you have your business, you didn't build it. 2 + 2 doesn't necessarily equal 4. Those are all real statements they made. Who's the fake news? They're trying to break your will and condition you to accept it. McDouble. Here, let's read the London Telegraph article. We ought to have articles every day about McDonald's tweets because they're just the biggest load of horse manure. Horse manure obviously is more nutritious, in my opinion. The public say, fake news. He claims horse manure is more nutritious. I bet it is to plants. McDouble is the cheapest, I'm reading, and most nutritious food in human history. Here, let me read the British accent. It'll be more authoritative. McDouble is the cheapest and most nutritious food in human history. Describing the McDonald's double cheeseburger as the cheapest, most nutritious, and bountiful food that has ever existed in human history, close quote, might seem fanciful. No, it might seem like an outrageous, giant, colossal, biggest lie in history, but I'm sorry. Might seem beyond fanciful. But according to the author of Freakonomics, it's not as absurd a suggestion as it appears. That's right. It's actually true. The McDouble is the best on earth. Oh, it's wonderful. Sorry. There you go. Now let's get to something even more ridiculous, because I've told this story probably 100 times in 22 years on air, because it happened about a year. Let me just reset there, because this is such a big deal. This is so ultra-massive, and it just illustrates everything we're dealing with, okay? So, I was about 20 years old, and I was staying in a small apartment, working and going to so-called community college. It was totally worthless. See, I'm digressing. I shouldn't even tell that part of the story. I have this tendency to over-tell stories and just tell you every little detail. I mean, I shouldn't tell you what color the drapes were in my parents' house or where they had the safe in their bedroom or whatever, but, you know, I tend to digress off. But let me just restart. When I was in college, I lived in an apartment, so I didn't keep my firearms at my apartment. I kept them at my parents' house. And my parents had a well-known newspaper/magazine editor. He's worked at both places. He's been a friend of theirs since I was a little kid. And so I go through their living room, into their bedroom, and I come out with a rifle and a .357 Magnum in a case. Can't even see the .357 Magnum. And I'm walking out to go deer hunting. And he's all the way through the living room in the den/dining room, and he goes, ooh, and I hear this, and he goes, is that a gun? And I went, yes. And he's like, oh, he's like scrambling back, and his wife's like, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. And my dad goes, hey, come on, Alex, come in here, show him. He's like, no. And he's like, listen, relax. You've known Alex all your life. He's a good guy. I'm a doctor. You know, you're a newspaper editor. Stop. They're like, oh, stop, I'm leaving, you do this. And like walking in with a rifle. We're like, look, it's not loaded, everything's okay. Oh, what's in there? I'm going to leave. My dad's like, go if you want to. Because, you know, he's a big liberal friend of his that he'd known since my mom worked with him at a major newspaper. So these people have been around since I was born, okay? Been on camping trips with them, all over the country. I mean, I've known them well. And they're a little bit more informed now today. I mean, I haven't seen them in probably 6-7 years, but it's crazy. But this is the domesticated mindset. So I'm walking out, and my dad goes, no, come back with the 357. He unzips it in the black case, soft case, says, look, it's not even loaded. See? It's no big deal. A car is more dangerous than this. And he's freaking out, going, oh, he starts panicking. He's red-faced. We're leaving. It's fine. Hey, good seeing you. I leave. They were going to go out to dinner and stuff that night. He got so freaked out with his wife, he left, and my parents really weren't ever friends with him again. So at that point, they'd known him 20 years. I was 20 years old then. Now, why do I tell you the story? Because this is what we're dealing with. Nancy Pelosi is in a new press conference and doesn't even know where she is, okay? She thinks George W. Bush is president. That was in one a few weeks ago. There's one even worse. Maxine Waters, again, thinks Russia invaded Korea. The new one, she's obviously has dementia. She's out of her mind, giggling like an insane person. This is who is in control of our country. And the reason I raise that is liberals are domesticated people. Most of them were abused as children. They're scared. They have no competency. They're not confident. And that's why they're so afraid of veterans and tough guys and competent folks and just hard working class, middle class people. Because to them, it's scary to see somebody aggressive and competent. I just love being around, you know, veterans and special forces people and stuff because they're funny, they're smart, they get stuff done, they got jokes, they got things to do, they're having a good time. It's the complete opposite of the people that are friends with Juan Williams. And that's where I'm going next with this. Very fake news, Juan Williams slaps CNN reporter claiming Sean Hannity pulled gun on him after argument. Again, very fake news. Juan Williams slams CNN report claiming Sean Hannity pulled a gun on him after an argument. And then Juan Williams, after this breaks on CNN everywhere, goes, no, he just showed me his gun. And he turned the laser on. And they called that pulling a gun on him. Think about that. That's how domesticated they are, that a guy that's had a concealed carry in New York for decades, really hard to get, he's got a concealed carry in 5 states. Juan is scared of guns. He's trying to decondition him like I do when I had time taking Hollywood people out with Mike Judge several times and others to get them shooting 223s, M4s. We had all these liberal women wanting guns after they did it. We got them to come into the real world. But to a programmed leftist saying, here, don't be scared. Let me show you my Glock. Let me show you the laser sight. Let me show you it's unloaded. Only the state, only Kim Jong-un, only Hitler, only Mao, only Pol Pot can have a gun. In their world, that's another caste, another class. It's scary. They see military with guns, cops with guns. It's not as scary. Now, once they retire, they can't have guns in their worldview. So Hannity says, again, it's total fake news, totally insane, totally made up. And Williams goes, no, he just said, let me show you my gun in his office so you're not so scared, turned it on and said, look, it's unloaded. And that's how domesticated these people are. And now it's this big national story everywhere that Sean Hannity pulled a gun and threatened. It goes further. He didn't just pull a gun, but threatened Juan Williams when literally I am 40, 50 feet coming out of their bedroom through their house had like 2 dens, a little den, kitchen, dining room, living room. They're out on the edge of the dining room in the main living room. I'm like 45 feet, and he sees a rifle and goes, whoo, like I was a mass shooter or something. That's how conditioned they are. Now, here's a similar gun to what Sean Hannity had. And this is just a little Glock 43, 9mm. This is what I carry. Oh, and look, for the news, I'm not going to show you all the numbers on it, but here's my concealed carry card. See that? Sean Hannity has the same thing. This is what I now wear on my person everywhere I go. It's legal and lawful. And all he did was, and Juan Williams said, yes, it's all exaggerated, all basically a lie by his liberal colleagues. All he did was say, look, see that? Showed him that it wasn't loaded. And said, look, it's no big deal. Look, there's a laser on it. See that? It's no big deal. It's so easy. And you can drive tax with these, Juan. You ought to go shooting with me. He literally was trying to deprogram him. And they don't want that. They want to keep people scared. We've seen all the videos. In fact, I should do a professional one on it for the news. Where I, when I say a professional one where I get all the clips together and really make my point, where it shows people going out and being scared to shoot even low-caliber firearms, leftists going, I won't even touch that. That's so disgusting. Oh, it's so evil. Oh, it's so dangerous. Oh, I'm having a panic attack. This is their attitude. This is how they act. So imagine you go, hey, Juan Williams, you know, it's really no big deal. It's really no big deal. Look, there's no bullets. Got a laser sight. You hit right what you aim at. It's no big deal. Nothing to worry about. Just a harmless plastic explosive, Mr. Glover. All right, folks, we'll be back. Stay with us. This is the InfoWar. We'll cover North Korea straight ahead.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1165 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1165 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com, code 1165.
Great ass. Sett does a great job as a producer and research here on the show. She is originally from Mexico, here legally, doing a wonderful job. And don't have a lot of chance to be around guns there. It's pretty much illegal for the citizens in Mexico. There's a revolution down there. More and more citizens are demanding guns, and in those areas, crime rates are dropping, just like it happens here in the United States. But during the break, she was like, I was exactly the same, totally scared of firearms, just like Juan Williams was until he got shown one by Sean Hannity. Then he told colleagues, oh, yeah, he showed me one, showed me the red dot. They went, he pulled that on you. Why? He pulled that thing on you. You are so absolutely horrible. This is the fake news. And Juan said, no. He said, let me just show you the gun. Don't be scared of it. Nico was just telling me don't point lasers at cameras and their chips, but I can't help it. Looks so cool. We'll see if it messes it up. But there you go, folks. My legal, lawful firearm. And here it is protecting me. And it's, of course, unloaded as well. But again, I'm a slave. I'm a citizen. I'm not supposed to have this, according to the leftist and the globalists, because they want to have the monopoly of power via the state. So, Allie, tell us your story.
Like you said, in Mexico, we are not used to, like, having guns in our houses or people carrying guns. The only times we do see them are, you know, during maybe a shootout or something, but it's not that common. So when I was in Savannah studying college, first time this guy came up to me, and he actually had something underneath his arm, and we were talking for a while, and then finally I was like, what do you have there? And he showed it to me, and it was a gun, and I was, like, taken aback. I was like, oh, my goodness, what? I don't know what to do at this moment. I've never seen a gun. I've never held one. So he kind of gave it to me. I didn't even know what to do with it. Put it on top of my hand. Just nervous.
Well, I told the story earlier about a major newspaper editor that was been friends with my parents since I was born. And he literally saw me in college getting a rifle out of a safe in their bedroom, you know, to go use it. Because I kept my guns. Again, I just tuned in at their house. I was living with my parents. Make sure that's clear. And he saw it, just totally freaked out and panicked. And when my dad tried to reason with him, he just totally panicked. With you, it's reasonable. You'd seen Hollywood movies, weren't aware of it. You were telling me earlier that once you got around guns, what happened?
Yes, actually, here in Austin, finally, when I started working here in Infowars, and I got a little more information about guns and started knowing more about guns, I got more comfortable. So finally, I went to a shooting range, tried, I think it was a Ruger, and so fun. I had a blast. Like, I felt so much more confident after that, and I noticed that it's only you noting it, like, knowing how to handle a gun, knowing the safety fit features, and then you'll start feeling better, because then about guns, I mean.
Exactly, because it's just another appliance. Cars kill 10, 20, 30 times what guns do. Most guns are used to stop crime, and we're good people. We need to learn how to use them and have them so that bad people understand we're not soft targets. And Allie, I kind of made Allie go on air. She's a little nervous. Great job, Allie.
Thank you.
She's awesome. It's a great job with our research and guest. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come back and get to the Rex Tillerson thing. I'm not holding off on it. I just really want to break this down and talk about it. The situation in North Korea is unprecedented, with North Korea threatened to nuke an attack where, again, only the state has the guns and the nukes and is threatening their peaceful neighbors. And the U.S. military and the Secretary of State are saying, the president says, gloves are off. We may first strike you for threatening nuclear weapons. We can't wait and let you load one of those on a missile. We may have to go ahead and hit you. And then if China comes in on the side, we have another conventional war, like we saw in the Korean War, that was never stopped. It wasn't even an armistice. It was a ceasefire. Like, will you guys pull me the Wikipedia on the ceasefire and the history? It gets a little foggy on the exact date of that. But I know we lost a lot of Americans, obviously, in that situation, standing up against the communist thugs. But they were already on the march before Trump got in. They were just really flexing their muscles all over the South China Sea, Africa, you name it. The communist Chinese are on the march. I'm Alex Jones. Hour number two coming up. Don't forget, 30% off on Super Male Vitality and free shipping right now at InfoWarsLive.com. Spread the word.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorists.